after we did the first story on them earlier in the month, some customers had contacted us and said, you know, they hadn't been given receipts. And so this caused us to lead us to ask a good new for a copy of their accounts. And they did provide that. And the audited accounts showed that the accounts had to put a qualification on their sign-off on the accounts because there was no till receipts. So, and I'm quoting here from the accounts, it said there are no till receipts or Z totals, which would be familiar for people who work in shops, to provide additional evidence of the completeness of shop sales. We rely entirely on the record of receipts and representations of the members of the charity in relation to the completeness of transactions. So the scope of our audit was limited due to these matters. So obviously that's an issue which, in terms of good practice, is obviously not best practice not to keep till receipts of transactions and daily totals, because it's basically a gap, and that's in the incoming money and the account of incoming monies. And for that reason, Rory Accounts and Letterkenny had to qualify their opinion that there was a true and fair account of financial records in the charity.
And the charity has now said that the accountants are working with the organisation to put best practices in place to eliminate these.
They're trying to get their operation in order to be best practice. They're trying to get, obviously, this is a charity that's run since 2009, providing bus services to cancer patients. It's been an excellent service to many patients who have to travel down to Galway, but a lot of the money that's been raised for the charity has come through this charity shop in Letterkenny, and obviously it's not good practice not to keep till receipts like that, and so they are working with the accountants to do that, and also to best practice standards and requirements from the charity's regulator. So at the moment they've set up a new limited company, and that's what was used to purchase this new premises in Letterkenny. But as of yet, that new entity hasn't been given charitable status by the charity regulator. That's something that's still in train.